One other issue before we start exploring specific new data sets. When you talk about the tumor microenvironment to your fellows or somebody like me, how do you explain at a basic level sort of how you conceptualize this?
So, Neil, I mean, we have actually struggled so much for HCC drug development in the past decade. So the notion that we can actually really, really pin down the specific changes at the genomic level has really not guided us to a lot of advances so far. You know, I mean, we have not actually enjoyed the success that other fields have enjoyed. For example, lung cancer. We can, you know, really classify these patients based on the genomic signature, and also more importantly, to inform the clinicians for therapeutic intervention. So for that reason, if you look at the drug development field in HCC, we're still, you know, very much, you know, really enjoying some success targeting the microenvironment. I still think, you know, angiogenesis is a very critical pathway for this disease. If you look at the successful development of several drugs over the past 2 years, I think, you know, they all still fall into the category of anti-angiogenic agents. But also, you know, the checkpoint inhibitor and also other immunotherapy is really a very relevant strategy because, you know, in HCC, we know it's an inflammatory-driven tumor. We know the viral etiology, you know, really altered the immune milieu. We know that, you know, in many cases, the immune environment is definitely suppressive. And so for all these good reasons, we always thought that, you know, HCC perhaps would be a reasonable tumor type to consider immunotherapeutic intervention. Even though if you look at the tumor burden, mutation burden, the tumor mutation burden for HCC is actually not the highest. It's somewhere in the intermediate range. But having said that, you know, all the other rationale seems to be holding true very nicely.
What about PD-L1 levels?
The PD-L1 level is definitely present, but it's probably, you know, definitely not in the 100% of the patient. If anything, it's only in half of the patient in the majority of the cases tested. I don't think right now PD-L1 by itself, you know, will necessarily predict the sensitivity to checkpoint inhibitor. At least, you know, for the nivolumab data, that did not pan out to be true.